Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time it is, and you know danger, danger. Get on the floor, the right here. From the minute I get them, taking their shirt off, throwing their tattoos, screaming and howling it all. Got the tips to come up with it, put it together, deliver, make them feel it. I've been on shy, pull me out the pencil sharp. Bang! Like that suit in the principal office. Put rappers, then coughing, then dive like dolphins. On the down at the lyrical mall, but you don't come strong. Often, so watch yourself. Go down and get beside yourself. I know. Go ahead, though. Boss and shake that. Drop that. Stay in line. Cause can't. Cock up, head down. And bend over and bust that. Oh,
it's been so long.
Get up.
It's been
on. Come on.
Woo.
Get on the floor. Right here.
Welcome to the Black Israel Talk Radio. This is your boy, Black Israel, coming at you live. The most corrupted city in the world, Washington, D.C. Live in the studio. We got a good one tonight. We got a very good one tonight. The topic of the show tonight is the psychological effect of black women in white America. Okay? The psychological effect of black women in white America. This is going to be a good show. I'm your host, Black Israel. Again, we have another tonight, Friday night, 11 p.m., coming at you live. If you want to get in contact with me, tell me about your show at blackisrael96@yahoo.com. You know I'm on Blog Talk Radio, radio station, every Friday at 11 p.m. I'm going to try to, keep the good show going. So tonight's show, I want to also say shalom to all my brothers and sisters. Get all shalom to the Most High God through Yahweh Shah, which is Christ, and Yahweh, which is God. So I want to get a shout-out to my brothers and sisters out in Connecticut, New Haven, Connecticut. One my big brother out there, you know what I'm saying? Holding it down out there. Also, I want to say what's up to the people listening from North Carolina, from Rochester, New York, also from Ohio. Can't forget about Ohio. Ohio in the house, most definitely, Virginia, D.C., Maryland, Philadelphia, Yorktown. You know, they're all listening in, and I want to thank everybody for showing me love, showing Black Israel love every Friday. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna get to the top of the show. Now, like I said, the name of the show is the Psychological Effect of Black Women in America. A lot of black women in America feel that black men had gave up on them. Let's keep it real. Okay, and some black men had gave up on black women. You know what I'm saying? America, black women been through so much through America, just like black men had. Okay, black women been through a lot. Even during the time of the slave trade, you know, black women had to take a way backseat. What I mean by that, they see their strong black men being killed and destroyed. Because you had a lot of black men during the time of slavery. You know what I'm saying? They refused to bow down to the so-called white man. Okay, so A.K.A. Mr. Bobo, they refused to bow down to. So them black men who rejected and refused to bow down to the black, bow down to the white man, he was torn between horses. And what I mean by that, they would tie him on one side of the horse and would tie his other side to the other side of the horse, and they would split his body in front of the women and kids to make an example on the plantation. Okay, that's the type of control that the so-called white man had over the black woman. That psychological mess with her mind and messed her up. To see a black brother, a strong black brother, being split like that or being hanged or lynched, she had to see all that. You know what I'm saying? Because the black man, the strong black man, was a threat to the so-called white man during colonial slave trade. He's still a threat even today. The black man is a threat. You know what I'm saying? Because if you get a good black man who got his head on his shoulder, know who he is, you know what I'm saying? Again, I want to also say right quick, I am black Israel, Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Judah. So again, I want to say shalom to all my brothers and sisters worldwide who are listening in. Okay? When you got a black brother who know who he is, know his nationality, you know what I'm saying, believe in keeping his household strong, keeping his kids strong, keeping their mind strong, keeping his wife strong, mentally, physically, you know what I'm saying, that's a threat to white America. Okay? Why do you think they flood our neighborhoods with drugs to break down the black family? The black women been through lack of turmoil and mental stuff, even during the colonial slave trade. Now you're in modern America, so-called white or modern America, the black woman's still suffering. Okay, she's still suffering, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she's still going through a lot of psychological problems and going through a lot of stuff, doing with her everyday life, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's bad on a black man, but it's triple bad on a black woman. Okay, it's triple bad on a black woman. You know what I'm saying? So another problem dealing with black women as well, most black women were brought up in single homes. Okay? So to get back to the slave trade a little bit, when after the master destroyed and killed the strong black man, the black woman, now she's left with a child. Now she tell that black child, that man child, you know what I'm saying, don't buck at the master as he goes. So the child grows up because the father not dead. So that means that the woman, the black woman, this black Hispanic woman, she had to be the father figure, as one would say. So when she tell that son or that daughter, you know, I want you not to say nothing to the white man. Don't do this to the white man. Don't, you know, be humble, you know, be humble to the white man. Be scared of the white man. Be scared of this. Be scared of that. That young boy grew up to be a strong, physical black man, but a mentally weak black man, psychologically weak. Same with the woman. She grew up to be psychologically weak, you know what I'm saying, to white America. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, it puts her in a position, psychological, when the man not there, put her in a position, she has to become strong, extra strong. You know, a woman was created to be feminine, loving, nourishing, just be an all-around good woman. That's the way God created the black woman to be. And I say the black woman, I'm talking about Hispanic, Puerto Rican people from South Central America, women of color. I'm not talking about filthy Africans. Okay, and I don't care who get offended because, again, Africans and Negroes are not the same race. I'm not talking about white people. Okay? The devil did the Bible speak of. I'm not talking about Mrs. Bobo. I'm not talking about AKA Mr. Bobo. Okay, I'm not talking about the filthy Arabs. I'm not talking about them. I'm not talking about Chinese and Koreans. I'm talking about the 12 tribes, the beautiful. I'm going to tell you black women out there, you are the most beautiful women on the planet Earth. Y'all got flavor about y'all. The whole planet Earth knows y'all have the flavor. Y'all are the most beautiful women on the planet Earth. I don't say how any black man even deal with a white woman or a Chinese woman or Korean or Asian. But we got black women, Israelite women, all shades of color. When I mean from a real light skin to a dark skin. Very beautiful. You got the Negro woman, top to top. The Hispanic, Puerto Rican, you know what I'm saying? Top. You know, y'all are some most beautiful women, but unfortunately, a lot of y'all some of y'all psychological messed up. Now, a lot had to do with the upbringing. Like I said, a lot of women were brought up in homes, single family. The mother was raising them. The mother only learned from her mother and from her mother, because some way the father was out for life. When they started pushing drugs in the community, fathers left. Fathers became drug addicts. Fathers became drug dealers. Fathers became criminals. There wasn't no father in the house. So these women were raised in the house without a father. And the ones who did know their father ain't really had nothing to do with them. And that's the same way with the men who have fathers, same situation. When the man don't even want to own up to his own kids, his girls. I'm going to tell you something. The most important person in a young girl life, in a woman life, is her father. It's her father. Okay, that's the first line of defense for the woman. Okay, when she hear her father. When her father's not there, she really has no too much of a guidance. She's out on her own trying to learn and try to protect self. So she become that extra wall come up because she don't know how to love. Some women think they know how to love, but they don't know how to love because they never was loved by their father. Father never told them, you're beautiful, baby. You know, a man should respect you. A man should treat you like a princess. You should be able to treat your man as a prince. You know what I'm saying? This is your nationality. You're not no hoe. You're not a slut. You know, you're not somebody that you are forgotten. You know what I'm saying? You're not the American. Look at black women. I'm gonna keep it real because I'm Black Israel. Once again, thanks for joining Black Israel Talk Radio. I got other people coming in from South Carolina, Philly. Today's show we're talking about is the psychological effect of a black woman in white America. Okay. So you got a lot of black women who pretty much don't have that father figure. So they forced situation, man, that they got to spend for themselves out in this world. You know what I'm saying? Because the father is not there. He's not there to teach her that she's beautiful, she's pretty, and all that. So what's she doing? She got in the world. I'm going to tell you something. White America see our women as whores and sluts. They do. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. Because they think that all black women and all black women are not like that. We got a lot of beautiful black women out here, you know, who really have a lot of pride in themselves and don't put themselves out there in the world like that. But when other people in other countries and the way that this world present black women, they present black women to the whole world like whores and sluts and all that. Because what? Because the reality talk show. A lot of some black women selling their soul to white America. That's the biggest problem. So when you see our young teenage girls looking at that garbage, they think, oh, it's cool to swing on the pole. It's cool to get on TV and go back and forth. It's cool to cuss your man out in the middle of the street. It's cool to have 50,000 babies with 10, 8 baby daddies. It's cool to do that. It's cool to try to get a check for each one of these babies. It's cool. But white Americans are about to shut all that down. Because our women not being teached of this book called the Holy Bible, the King James Bible, 1611, because our women not being taught, not being guided by the black man, some black men have failed the black woman. Black men have failed the black woman. Some black men, most black men have failed the black woman. Okay? Same with the old cat out here, the 80, 70-year-old old cat who's falling for that civil rights bull crap, you know what I'm saying, doing whatever out there and really ain't taking care of family. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of old dudes, you know what I'm saying, 50, 60, 70, 30, 20. The 20-year-old, 30, they that whole generation pretty much lost. They don't know how to treat a woman. Okay, they don't know how to courtship a woman. So all that is gone. All that is wiped out. So you got a lot of young women out here, 19, 20, 30, early 30s, 40s, just out of control out here, don't know their head from their shoulder, had no guidance because they never had a real man in their life. So you know. So then you got a lot of stuff saying about black women had big mouth, black women very disrespectful, black men, black women had no respect for their man. Some do have respect for their man. Some black women do care about their man, care about their self-image and all that. But you got some who don't because they never been loved by a man. They don't know how to father the leave of a man. They don't know how to do that because they've been psychologically destroyed by white America. Okay, white America flood the drugs up, picture black women as sluts. They use movies. They use R&B music. You know what I'm saying? Music in the music. They use rap music. Do everything to try to downplay a black woman in America. But for the Israelite women, the women who do know the truth, know their nationality, they are some beautiful, inside and outside women. You know what I'm saying? They're very confident about themselves. They understand where they stand as a woman. They understand their love for their man. You know what I'm saying? So it's like women out here. It's women out here who know who they are, and they don't fit in that category. They're not whores, and they don't fit in that category. Not saying because you're not an Israelite woman that you're a whore or you're a lost cause. No, you're not a lost cause, but you need to come to this truth. You know, you need to come to this truth, you know what I'm saying, so you can understand your identity and understand who you are as a woman. So what I'm going to do right quick is I'm going to pull up a scripture right quick. But I'm going to tell you something. Israelite brothers, we love our women. Okay, we definitely love our women. So we don't want to get it twisted, because I know sometimes women go out there out in camp and they see a lot of Israelite brothers out there teaching and all that, and they wonder why some Israelite brothers coming at them a little hard. It's not because they hate you. It's not because that they come at you like that because they love you, because there's a lot of them tell you to cover your ass up. And I'm going to keep it real on Black Israel Talk Radio. You're walking around, some of you women walking around showing a crack in your butt. Some of you walking around with small bra, it's like your breast about to pop right out your chest. You wear pants so tight, I don't believe a lot of y'all even wear drawers or panties. You know what I'm saying? Your pants so tight. You're walking around with tattoos all over yourself. That's unholy. That's wicked. So a lot of brothers tell you to cover your ass. Okay, and that's all they're trying to say. Cover your breast, cover your butt. The whole world don't need to see you looking like that. Wrap yourself up. Close yourself up. You walk around with shorts in the summertime, look through dresses, the shorts all up in the cracks of your butt. You think that's cute. You know what I'm saying? You're looking like whores out there. We love you to tell you that you're looking like whores. Other nations not going to tell you that. Some stupid, ignorant brother not going to tell you that. He's going to try to holler at you and try to talk to you. Only because you're exposing your body. He's not even thinking about your mind. He's thinking about what's in your pants. Okay, when a brother comes out, oh, yeah, what's up, baby? You walking around here and you wonder why these brothers keep harassing me. Every time I turn around, the brother's trying to come at me in a disrespectful way. Cover your ass up. Cover your breasts up. Okay? Have some respect for yourself. Stop going to these cheap stores, buying these little cheap skinny. Stop swinging on a pole. You know what I'm saying? So it's not that we don't love you. We love our Hebrews. We love our sisters. We love our sisters, man. We love our Hispanic sisters, our Black sisters, man. Our sisters from Jamaica, Trinidad, South Central America. We love y'all. We love y'all to death, man. But when we see you out there dressed any kind of way, your hair all over the place, you feel like you just don't care. You're running. You're cussing out your mouth and that. Somebody need to shut you down. You need to be shut down because you are a woman of God. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be a holy woman of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of y'all need to be under the man. Okay, y'all need to be under the man. I'm not saying that to be disrespectful or funny, but you need to be under a good man, a man who's going to teach you the word. You know what I'm saying? Going to tell you right, going to help you grow. You know what I'm saying? And gonna have a lot of respect for you. Gonna treat so understand that. You know what I'm saying? So it's no disrespectful. Now we'll go to the book of Ephesians, okay? Now that's gonna be chapter 5, verse 23. And basically what that says is for a husband finds a good thing. You know, so when a husband finds a good wife, he finds a good thing. You know what I'm saying? So even the book, the Lord tells you, when a man finds a good wife, he finds a good thing, okay? So you need to keep that in mind. Matter of fact, it's in Proverbs 18 and 22. Flop that. Proverbs 18 and 22 say he finds a wife, finds a good thing, okay? And he ordained the favor of the Lord. So if I find me a good wife, or a brother find him a good wife, he ordained favor from the Lord. Because the Lord wants you to have a good wife. He don't want you to have no wicked woman. He wants you to have a good wife. Okay, he definitely wants you to have a good wife. So make sure you get your pen and paper and make sure you write that down. Absolutely get a pen and paper and make sure you write that down. That's important. Another scripture I'm going to get to y'all right quick is Proverbs. These for women. These are for the women. Proverbs 12 and 4. Chapter 12, verse 4. Y'all so-called Negro men, write this down too. It's like, brothers, I know y'all know what's up. You know what I'm saying? But for y'all brothers out there who listening into the show, write this scripture down. And this said, a good woman is a crown to her husband, but she that makes a shame is a rotten in his bone. Okay. Now, let's examine this scripture right there. The Bible says in Proverbs 12 and 4, say, a good woman is a crown to her husband. That's right. Right. When you have a good woman, man, a good woman going to do right, she's going to make life easy. You know what I'm saying? That's something that's given to him from the Lord when you have a good wife. Okay? But it also say if she makes a shame, it's a rottenness to his bone. Okay. Who want to deal with a woman who's negative, has a big mouth, don't want to listen, want to give the man a hard time, you know, because she's psychologically destroyed for whatever she went through from the previous relationship. Okay? So it tells you right there. No, man, it is right into the bone. Because I know some brothers out there who deal with women, you know, and like I said, it's a lot of times it be on the brothers sometimes because they don't understand leadership. But when you got a woman who just constantly just never happy because she's unhappy with stuff, she don't love herself. She thinks she do, but she don't love herself. When she don't love herself, she cannot love a brother. She can't love another man when she can't love herself. So that is rotten to his bone. That just gets to his nerve. You know what I'm saying? That is not good for the man. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's very important that we get to know people and we try to build relationships in the eyes of the Lord, not the eyes of the world, but the eyes of the Lord. Okay? It's very important that we build a relationship on top of that. Very important. Okay? And I don't want women out here to even think that brothers had gave up on them. Because for me, I would never, ever for my life on deal with a white woman or a Chinese or Korean woman. Y'all black women is the most beautiful women in the world. And I'm quite sure all my Hebrew Israelite brothers out of New Haven, Connecticut will agree with me on that. Same ones in Chicago. My Hebrew Israelite brothers in Chicago, North Carolina, New York. They will agree with me on that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not one of these brothers who gonna lay down and get with a white woman. You get a lot of these brothers, they get these basketball contracts and all this stuff, and then they wanna roll or they get some type of success, they wanna roll and get with a damn white woman or a Korean woman. You know what I'm saying? Sellout. They bunch of niggas sellouts. That's all they are, lady. A bunch of niggas sellouts. You know what I'm saying? But there's many brothers out here, good brothers out here, would love to have a lot of you good sisters out here. The ones who are willing to make the change. You know, to come out this psychological mental effect. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, man, it's like white America. This like they trying to forget about y'all and y'all black women and the ones that they not trying to forget about y'all. They trying to put false images about y'all on TV, movies, you know, videos. You know what I'm saying? Like all y'all whores and this is the way of the black woman. You know, you got people from foreign countries come over in this country, and first thing, they look at black women like, you know, y'all whores, you know, and all this type of stuff. Look at black men like we pimps and all this type of stuff, killers and gorillas and all this type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the way white America to black women. You know, he put her out there. He put her out there like that. And black women not like that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all not like that. Y'all good people, man. I'm going to tell you something. Black women, man, when you get a good black woman, and even the ones who went from good to bad because of bad relationship, but when you get a good black woman she's strong and she got her man back. She's very humble, very submissive, and got her. Submissive don't mean weak. Submissive just means that you're submitting and you got your man back. You know what I'm saying? You down with your man. You down with your partner. You know what I'm saying? You down with him. That's all it means. You know, loving, being about your man. And your man being about you. Okay? But I'm telling you right now, ladies, please, the ones who are going through some things, you all tip me at blackisrael96@yahoo.com. And I'm telling you, I will send you to a spot or place where you can get help. women who mentally destroyed out there, and y'all don't have no hope, and a lot of you got black women out here actually hate themselves. I done known black women in the past, Hispanic, Puerto Rican women, actually hate themselves. Why I say they hate themselves? They do everything in the book to try to bleach their skin. They try to do everything to turn themselves so they won't look like who they look like. Okay? You got black women hate the fact that they are black women. Because they say, some women have said they catch too much hell in America. It's like white had more opportunity. It's like life would be easy for them if they was white or a white woman or a Korean woman. That's garbage. That's bullcrap. You are God chosen. You are God chosen people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all women, y'all black women, Hispanic, Puerto Rican women, and Indian women are blessed. North American Indian. Y'all are blessed. Y'all women are blessed. Y'all got something in y'all that no other nation of women has. Y'all have souls. Y'all got that finesse about y'all. Y'all got that spirit that y'all got. But no other women in this nation got that spirit like y'all got. The way y'all walk, the way y'all talk, the way y'all carry yourself. No other women on this planet Earth got that. That's why every man on the planet Earth want a part of y'all. Every man on the planet Earth. Black, white, Chinese, all the farm men would love to get with y'all black women. Even them being married to other women, they lust over y'all undercover, for real, for real. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? They know y'all different from any woman on the planet Earth. You should always feel good about yourself. Okay? So I'm gonna throw out these quick scriptures again. Just check them out when you get a chance. Proverbs. I want y'all to write down Proverbs 3:10. Also, I want you to write down First Peter 3:1. Okay, these are scriptures I want you to write down, and I want y'all to go over them and check them out for yourself. Okay. Again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio coming out to you live from the most corrupted city in the world, Washington D.C. Again, a lot of churches have failed a lot of y'all women. A lot of churches have brainwashed a lot of y'all. A lot of black churches have really brainwashed a lot of y'all women. Okay, and I'm gonna give you an example. Black women go into church. She learned the Bible the wrong way. She come out to church more evil, more mad, more hating black men. You know what I'm saying? Because the church teach women to hate black men. And whether or not y'all want to let. And I don't give a damn what y'all big head church women think. A lot of y'all hate black men. Some of you hate black women, black men. Y'all hate black men. So all y'all do, get in them churches, y'all gossip, y'all talk about each other, talk about Miss so-and-so, Sister so-and-so wearing it, her head too big, she thinks she this and that. And then you talk about the men in the church, then the pastor sleeping with the members, you know what I'm saying? Then you got the deacon sleeping with the women in the church, then the women talking about women. Then the women who got men at home, they don't want to listen to their man because they're talking about what the pastor said. All the pastors, I got to make him a pork chop sandwich and a red sandwich and all this whole type of stuff. You need to listen to your man at home. Like the Bible said, you know what I'm saying? You need to listen to your man at home. If you want to learn anything about the Bible, listen to your man at home. Don't listen to the damn pastor. The damn pastor done turn women against their men, man. These churches done turn women against their men, man. But like I said, again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio. Damn, the show's already up already. But again, I want you to thank everybody for listening to the Black Israel Talk Radio tonight. I appreciate it. Again, make sure y'all read them scriptures I gave you. And in all means, black women, understand that the Black Israel Nation Talk Radio love all y'all black women out there. 12 tribes of Israel, love the Israelite men worldwide, love y'all black women out there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all the most beautiful women in the world. Don't let no other nation tell you that you're not. Keep your head up. If you don't have a father in the home, go to the Most High God, Jesus Christ, Jehovah Shah, which is Christ. You are the best, the most beautiful women in the world, and don't let nobody else tell you. You know what I'm about to do? I'm about to drop this microphone. Black Israel about to get us out of here. Thanks for listening to my show, and I will see y'all next Friday.
You know what time it is. You know. Thank you.